Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha and Trey Zulu, to the K2IR2 group. Bye and listen.
W2YZX, I'm in Chuso on 10 meters. I'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
Alright, Charlie, go ahead.
W2AXZ, W2YZX, how's it feel to be back?
1-14-8. I don't know, Charlie. It's just a shame to come back to New York City after being out in Dayton, Pittsburgh, and New San, and Wheeling, West Virginia, and all those other good little towns over there, guys.
Anyway, welcome back, and I guess you have plenty of stories to tell us. I would imagine attendance was kind of down this year.
Make it just got the WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group here. And before we continue, this is the New York City Transit K2IRT, Irritable Rundown entire group from the IRT subway, representing everybody in transit from subways to buses. And we usually come on every Thursday night at 8 o'clock for an hour or so just to chat about anything from ham radio to whatever happens to get on the table. Don't have to be a member of transit to join us. You just check in and be part of the fun here. Right now we have WB2YZX and WB2PQR on standby here. Do we have any additional check-ins? Come in, please.
KB1CYW.
KB1CYW, is that correct?
KB1CYW, Kilo Bravo 1, up off Yankee 50.
KB1, Bravo Whiskey, we've got you now there. Come on in and make one. Yeah, you got Bob over here for the K2IRT group.
Just walking around and I heard you guys starting a net. I figured I'd check in. So my name here is Jeremy and I'm working in Manhattan, but I'm really from the Boston area.
Hi, Jeremy. You're more than welcome to join us there. Where are you in Manhattan today?
Right around the Astor Place area, basically the East Village.
Alright, my office is up on 53rd Main. Pretty much near the Letterman Theater there. I do a lot of 40 meter work from the office during the days there. You just come in to do some more work and then you're going to head home, or you spend a couple of days in New York, Jeremy?
I've been working as a contractor for close to 2 months for an internet startup down here, and they just gave me a full-time offer, so I'm moving to New York, so I'm going to be on these frequencies a lot more.
Jeremy, well, welcome to New York. And again, we get on the air pretty much every Thursday night at 8 o'clock just to have a general chat. And you got a good group of guys besides us that come on from time to time on the N2ROW and the CMA repeater there. So feel free to join in anytime there. Yeah, we're a group from the New York City Subway and the bus division, New York City Transit. And we got started back in 2003-2004 with the centennial of the subway, and we just took off from there. So we have a good group of fellows that come in from time to time, and of course we have our face-to-face meetings, usually at the beginning of the month, and we'll be talking to the gang about that in a few minutes. I think this month we're not going to have a face-to-face at the beginning of the month. We're actually going to head out to the field day site and get some hands-on time. It's we've been rained out so many times, and so many other things have come through here. Okay, Jeremy, I'm going to hold you on the side. Do we have any other additional check-ins for today's K2IRT group? But nothing heard, just to give guys a report, Andy, from system operation won't be with us. He's got to do a little bit of running around tonight. But Charlie, WB2YZX, what's been happening in New York while I was rolling around Dayton?
WB2AXZ, WB2YZX, something exciting. Spending a lot of time on the air. And Abe, good to hear you in here. I hope you're enjoying retirement. And Jeremy, thanks for stopping in. And if anyone's interested, 10 meters and 6 meters right now is wide open. I mean, I got home at 5:30 And I've been on the air since. I've had about 14 QSOs so far, between 6 and 10 meters. And they were hearing me 20 over 9 in Alabama. They had a pile up on me for a while there. So that was a lot of fun. I hope the same conditions prevail when we do field days. So I'm tired right now. Over to you, Lobie. WB2YZX.
Where on 10 meters you hanging out? 28-1.
Contacts on the low on PSK, and a few on phone, and then I even one on what's guy on FM Simplex, and then he said, just for last, you want to go AM? And I said, yeah, why not? I never tried AM with this week. And we were operating AM between here and Alabama, and it was fun. I mean, just like the good old days.
That's something, man. Got a group of guys that come on Saturday night, 28:30 or something like that. It's an offshoot of our 72 Rancher group. They call themselves the Margarita Net. And they come on night times there, so I'll have to get the exact frequencies and get it to you there. It's an interesting group we have. But had a good time at Dayton. I got my new Jeep and my new camper, plopped in the camper and the Jeep on that Tuesday morning before Dayton, and stopped off South Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. Spent the first night there and had a good time. Had an interesting problem, though, with the radio set up in the camper. Let me just drop the repeater. Yeah, I bought myself that new 160-meter hamstick, and I noticed that the SWR was going bananas. Just didn't know why. Later on, when I got home, I found out that this company, the Delta Force, or whatever they call it, Pro-Am they called it, apparently used the metal caps, the steel caps, on top of the fiberglass tube. And instead of using copper winding for the resonator, they use aluminum winding. And some brainchild over there at the factory decided to put a bead of solder on the aluminum to hold the aluminum winding into the steel cap. Now, you know, from the outside it looked like a solid fitting, but when I pulled the wire pulled right out of the cap. So, I've got to find a better way of doing a solder joint, or probably a more liquid type of connection, maybe with a copper paste, and then putting the heat shrink back over it again. Yeah, Charlie, one more time, WB2YZX.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear you had fun. I'm going to make it out to Dayton one time before I die. And, yeah, okay on the antenna. I think you mentioned that in an email or something. So, I have none. Maybe we can see what Abe is up to. Back to you, Lobie.
Without a doubt, Abe, it's all your turn now, WB2PQR. You got the K2IRT group. Hey, how's everything going on your side? Running portable, if you can go near a window or outside, your signal is just breaking up over here.
KC2SDN.
I don't know what kind of a can't tell you you're using there, the HT or whatever, but you gotta find a better spot.
Okay, let me find until I find a better spot. I gotta get my outside antenna going. So I'll send it back to next control to the VCTQR.
And to OQA, hold it.
Whatever you did, just hold the hand out the window and put your foot on the ground there, and that'll make a good antenna.
Okay, you can, so I guess this is a good spot. Let me now go acknowledge the break-in.
Here we have a KC2 station. KC2, come on in.
Evening, folks. Kilo Charlie 2-0 above November Carmine in Copeg, Long Island, the home QTH.
Hey, Carmine, how you doing there? Yeah, just hold on a second. I'm going to let Abe make one while he's running portable out there. Abe, yeah, if you want to make your call one more time, please do. This way we have a copy of you now.
Okay, now I just want to say, I got to get my outside antenna going and my other radio. This handheld just doesn't cut it.
And Abe, if you ever need any help with the antenna or what, just give me a call, email me, and we'll give you a hand out there, okay?
No problem whatsoever. I got a quick question. Do you need anything for field day, and where is it going to be?
Call back out to Hamels, Hamels Y, on the IND, the A-train. It's right on Jamaica Bay. Got a good site up there. I'll talk to signals. We'll go back in the tower again. We were going to have a separate room, but I'll explain to you a little later of what happened with the separate room. It's out there. We haven't had a chance to put it together yet. But yeah, we'll have a good time as any, trying different antennas. We even have the tower out there this year.
Sounds good. Okay, let me stop. I will get back to everybody. If you need anything or need any help, give us a shout. So you can see you are clear and back to next control.
Alright, Abe, you got the K2IRT group from New York City Transit. Next on the list is going to be Jeremy again, KD1TBW, in Manhattan there, down by Astor Place. Come on in, Jerry, you make one. KD1TBW, you still with us? Alright, with nothing heard, we'll turn it over to Carmine. Carmine, how you doing? KC2SPN, come on in and make one. Carmine, one last time, SPN, you still with us?
Yeah, low V, got KC2, SPN, Carmine, and Copeg. On a brand new Vertex standard, VX929, commercial portable. How do I sound?
You're coming in loud and clear. Which repeater are you using, the 2-meter or the 440?
This radio is 440 only. And I'm coming in on the Nassau machine, 448025.
You got no problem at all copying. You have a beautiful copy over here. When'd you get this toy?
I have an arrangement with a radio dealer in Florida. KC2SYH still has one as well. He's programming it up. He'll be on the air with us shortly on a Vertex standard VX929. We both have the same portable. So he'll be on the air momentarily. I was going to pay for it, and the lady who I work for, she said, if you're able to help me out with my website, my blog, I'd be willing to compensate you by giving you the portable and all the related equipment. So here we are. She has a working blog and I have a 929 portable. Good time.
Nice, sounds good. You know, we use the Vertex handheld portables in the subway. They're programmed for 2 meters and 440. And it does have the ability of going on to, aside from the commercial band, one of your motor service bands, you can go on the, of course, the hand bands there. Is your radio one of the same?
My radio is capable of going from 400 to 470 TX and RX. I have a board inside my radio for 136 to 174 RX only. I cannot TX on 2 meters.
All right,
that sounds an interesting radio there.
Yeah, no, baby, we started to change over to the Vertex handhelds in the subway. We got rid of the Motorola's, the old bricks. And the Vertex seemed to be holding up quite well. Especially after you drop them a few times onto the tracks, Ed.
Yeah, copy that, Lovie. Now, did you say that transit portables can transmit on 2 meters as well as 440?
USL. This is, it's a strange radio. It's not one of these radios you can program by hand. You've actually got to take their radio, plug it into a computer, and do the programming through a computer. Now, we have the various bands. We have the police, the fire, transit, the different divisions. But it also has the ability of doing FM transceiver on 2 meters and 440. So, got the program, we just haven't had 5 seconds to figure it out to get it going, but a couple of the guys did that in the past. Hey, Charlie, YZX, you hear that?
And dual QA mobile.
Lovie, is that the VX900 portable?
I can't begin to tell you. All I know is that I'm here and the radio is perfectly safe in the office.
Okay, is there a display at the top of the portable with an orange emergency switch to the left side looking at it from the front? Because if so, that's the VX900 portable, and to the best of my knowledge, that radio is 2 meters only or 440 only. There is not a commercial grade radio I know of that can do dual band operations. Go ahead.
Well, I can tell you, ours does. It handles both. And we're programmed for police, fire, emergency service, subway operations and that. They got tactical plugged in. Again, it's the 2 meter or the 156, 160 frequencies there. In addition, it's got the 470s and above and up and down, around and through. So I'll have to take a look and get back to you there. And we got Neville checking in from the mobile. So Carmine, if you hold on a second, we'll pick up Neville in 2OQA. Neville, come on in. The fun part about being on a mobile. One last time, Neville, N2OQA, where are you?
N2OQA.
Hey, Neville, come on in to make one. It's your turn on the K2IRT group.
Okay, very good. Thank you for letting me in. All right. Yeah, I'm on 87, heading north, on mobile. And probably be getting out of range pretty soon, but I can receive the transmission. And, you know, you're doing a wonderful job. Hello to everyone and the K2IRG net. And, you know, I'm enjoying the net, so I'm going to, you know, give it back to WQAXE. Continue listening.
Earlier today, I know you and I were talking about taking a ride to see Wally, but we had to run out to the hospital to see Filicuto. I told you guys that the fellow from Third Rail, Filicuto, was standing in front of his house the other day, and some drunk in an ATV, this four-wheeled bike, was zooming along and hit him. Broke his leg in three places, broke his thumb, mangled his shoulder, and really did a number. So instead of going to see Wally and dropping off those capacitors, we bought a date for him. I went with the gang, and we went to see Phil over at the hospital there. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, today was a little bit busy too, and, you know, I saw you in and out, you know. I figured it was pretty busy. All right, well, you know, let's hope for a speedy recovery. And, you know, best wishes and all. And, like I said, I'll mobile and join the net. I'm looking forward to field day, making a lot of contacts. And, over to you, WA2XD, N2OQA, mobile.
KC2, copy.
Alright.
Hold on, we have a KC2 something checking in there, it's breaking up. KC2, try it again.
Yeah, KC2 FYH with a quick check-in.
Oh, thank you, Phil. How you doing?
Yeah, doing good, Moby. Just give me a quick standby. I'll be back on the air in about 2 minutes.
Alright, we got you. You're coming in quite nicely there. Yeah, I was talking to Don, AA2DS, I have to remember his call letter. Apparently he picked himself up a 160-meter double bazooka XY.
KB2CPG, KB2CPG, N2PN Mobile.
N2PN, KC2OPG.
Was that my comrade Volsky? Solzhenitsyn Opidisky?
Что вы знаете? До свидания. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I just come back to Brooklyn from Eastaway, New Jersey, and now I am on my way home.
On your way home? Oh, you, by the way, would sit in right in with the first. Now I actually sit in with him. We have like three people with the same name, all beneath me.
That is okay. I am working all day long with gentlemen.
282AXZ, WB2YZX, and hello again to Carmine and Neville, and I think and Phil is in there also. And I'm kind of looking forward to field, man, it's just a month away. And I'm listening on 10 meters, it is wide open, 10 and 6 meters, there is a band opening like I haven't seen in quite some time. So if we get this next month during field day, we can have a good time with that. So just let me know when we got to go out there and do some work, and I'll be ready. And that's it for me, back to you, Lobby.
Does hold out, because I remember when we did the field day last year, and getting contacts on 10 meters was like pulling teeth. We don't know what happened. The band was closed up like a lock, and I had barely a handful of contacts there. And even
6 meters wasn't that good, but we're going into that so-called 24 cycle, and maybe that's helping out somewhat. Like everything else, it's a hit and a miss thing. Some bands are hot, some are not. Everything happens in cycles, and I'm sure that we'll have a lot of fun doing it then. Let's see if Abe came back, WD2PQR. How you doing, Abe? It's all yours. WD2PQR, Abe, you still with us? Herb from Abe. Let's see if Jeremy rejoined us. KD1DDW in Midtown. Jeremy, are you still with us? This is Jeremy. Let's go back to Carmine. KD2SPN. Door yours, Carmine. Come on in.
Yeah, Kilo, Charlie 2, Sierra, Yankee Hotel. Can I get a quick signal check?
KC2SY8, this is KC2SPN, you are coming over, 555, red hot, clear audio, good signal, good bass, good treble, audio quality is spectacular, signal quality is strong and clear, KC2SPN.
Alright, contact Carmine, I'll pass it back over to you, go pick it up, KC2SY8, I'll be back on the side listening.
Yeah, there, low V, that is a VX929 portable, coming over the air with my friend Phil attached to the microphone. He just now got his radio off the charger, just got it programmed up, and that is his first time going on the air with his brand new VX929. Now, you're telling me that Transit has a radio that can do 2 meters as well as 440?
Okay, guys, can you forgive me for a second there? I got an important landline there. Charlie, if you can take it for just a couple of minutes, please.
Yeah, Charlie, WP2YZX. Is there a portable in transit that will do 2 meters and 440?
I believe so, yeah. Off the top of my head, I haven't used it, I think. Val, KB2VEQ, who checks in here, I believe he's got one of those, and it does indeed work on 2 meters.
Is it one of those big old bricks, like a Bendix King, or is it a newer radio? Because I know Bendix King made a couple of dual band portables.
Vertex, I've seen it, I don't remember the muffle at the top of my head though.
You said it was BK or Vertex Band that you broke up, I'm sorry.
Vertex Standard.
Copy that. Phil, KC2SYH. Go ahead, KC2SPN, I want to see how you sound.
Yeah, KC2SPN, KC2SYH. I have clear voice off. Still trying to get the radio into the new holster. It's really hard to get it in. Still messing with it right now.
Yeah, lower the deviation on that microphone. It's too loud.
Coming over a little hot. Your microphone is coming over a little too loud.
You're almost borderline distorted, meaning that you're going to distort the PL on the computer and it's just going to shut you down because you're too loud. On FM, you shouldn't sound that loud. If you're in AM, if you want to get away with that, fine, but when you use an FM mode, and on repeaters, your microphone should not be that loud.
Alright, how do I sound now?
Hit simplex and adjust yourself so you don't interrupt the net. So you guys continue on with the net, and I'm going to stand by. This is November 2, Romeo Oscar Whiskey Mobile.
WA2AXZ for the K2IRT is back.
Well, good luck with your new radio there, guys, and that's like a new toy to play with, so... Let's see if Lobie's back. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Hi, YZX, got AXZ for the K2IRT group. That was my sister. We're still mopping up the paperwork for the post-funeral and things. And you worked with the lawyers and you did the house and everything else. It's just a mountain of paperwork. It was a mountain of paperwork over the past couple of months at the nursing home. And just never end. Just never end, guys. But just as a simple note to everybody, you know, thanks for all the kind cards and letters from my family to everybody there for the condolences and the like.
All right. Again, I am back. And I don't know what you guys were talking about, Charlie. Anything good?
Dual band Vertex radio. I'm not familiar with it, but I think Val's got one of those, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, as I said, my radio, I only use in the summer when it hits the fan. I keep it charged. I keep a spare battery pack because when we have the blackouts and brownouts across the city, I have to be ready to run and in contact with Train Master and all the other divisions. But for the rest of the year, it just sits there collecting dust on the shelf. And it would be nice to just put an extra channel in there, maybe this frequency or something else just to kick in, guys.
Very good. Okay. Like I said, I'm not really that familiar with it, but... We got a whole bunch of them up where I work, but I haven't really taken a look at it. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. And over to you, Lobie.
Alright, Charlie. Now, as I said, there are so many new radios and toys on the market. I scratched my head. When I went to Dayton, I went to Dayton with the explicit hope of getting myself the LDG Z100 tuner and another Yaesu 857D. I was hell-bent on it. And when I went out there, all 3 days of Dayton and beyond, all the dealer tables, all the HRO, AES, and the rest of them refused to budge from the list price. And it surprised a lot of hams, because usually you go out there and you get a bargain every once in a while, but none of the stores decided to reduce the price. Even Gene, KJI, was out there, and he was rock solid on list price. So all I did was pick up the little tuner. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it now, and I'm connecting it to my 18, the 718. And it does the job quite nicely, so... If the Yaesu's lost and if the dealer's lost, they could have had $800 in their pocket, and it went out the window. All right, let's keep on going down the line here and see if N2OQA is still copying us there. Come on in, Neville.
Roger, roger. Still copying. I'm making a fuel stop. You know, just to let everyone know, I'm going to be purchasing some fuel at approximately $3.83 a gallon. You know, that's not too bad. I'll be one quick question. Is that the automatic tuner?
Yep, it's the automatic tuner. Matter of fact, LDG, I just was in contact with the LDG techs, and they gave a patch cord.
that fit between the ASU and the LDG to make it totally automatic. But they also gave an ICOM patch for that they say works with the 7000 and 706. But the connections are the same on the 718 too. So even though it wasn't in the book, I posed the question to them. And they said, oh sure, it's going to work on the 718. And they gave me the method to follow to fire it up. And I found I do have a tune button on the ICOM with one touch and a little auto-tune, what do you call it, from 160 all the way down to the low band. They need it beyond.
Okay, roger that, roger that, into all QA. Yeah, I have my sights on one of those tuner articles.
I guess, appropriate one.
All right, so, you know, like I said, net is going on lovely. K2IRC on the group. K2OQA. Good to hear everyone in there. And of all the nets, I really enjoy making this one for sure. So W2HD, I will be turning it back over to you, sir, and I will be in the listening mode. N2OQA. Back to W2HD.
Alright, N2OQA, K2IRC. One cute little sneaky thing that the LDG people did. They have the YAESU interface cable, and Charlie, you'll be interested in this. And it's nothing more than a stereo plug, the 8-inch stereo plug on both ends. And one end plugs into the YAESU, one end plugs into the tuner, and life goes on. Now, I always wondered why they labeled one end of the plug tuner and one end of the plug radio. Now, it's only a short, maybe it's a one-foot cable, because everything's supposed to get on top of each other. But when I put the ASU in my the new Jeep, I stuck the tuner in the glove box, and I had to get an extension cable. So looking at the plug there, the stereo plug, I went out and I bought the Radio Shack extension cord, plugged it in. I'm scratching my head, it didn't work. I was just wondering why. Well, the sneaky people at YAESU and LDG did, they took the patch cord, and you all know how they have the ground is the body. The tip goes to tip, and the side band, the middle band, you get the left and right channels when you have it on an earpiece. Well, what they did was on the tuner itself, they used the shield, the ground piece in the back and the tip. And on the radio side, they used the shield in the center band. They transposed two wires. So I had to do a little tracing with the ohmmeter and cut the end off and put my own Radio Shack 8-inch plug on there and made it work. So it takes a little investigation at times, but it is a nice tuner. You just touch the button and it does its thing, and that's all I ask it to do. It does it quite nicely there. All right, let's go down the list again here. Talk to Neville. Is Phil with us? KC2SYH. Come on in and make one, Phil. Phil, how about Carmine, KC2SPN, got the K2IRT group. John, looks like we're sinking fast on the K2IRT group here. Looks like it's you and me for a little bit. But, I was talking to the gang there. I was working on the camper. I put the radio in there. I fixed one problem, found a couple of other little problems there. The biggest thing that I see on all these the camper arrangements is you have to run a good ground. So I ran a temporary wire, picked up a spool of wire from Radio Shack and just hooked up everything and bonded everything. But when I have time, I'm actually going to get that nice flat shield wire, and I'm going to run it from the base of the Hustler antenna, the ball mount on the roof, right down through the frame of the trailer, and then make a quick connect port. Maybe I'll use one of those power pole ports and do a connection right to a ground. I even picked up a four-foot stake, a four-foot ground stake, if I happen to hit an area where I can't get a good ground on the utility pipes there. Go ahead. Check in. Do I?
You're a Val out there?
Roger, roger. This is KB2VEQ checking in. Good to hear you out there, Lobie. I just checked in maybe about, well, I just turned the radio on about 5 minutes ago, and just hearing the end of Neville, and so that's about where I am right now, just coming in. So good to hear you back, and doing well, Lobie. I'll turn it back over to you guys so you can continue with your order of sequence. This is KB2VEQ.
Well, it looks like our order of sequence went out the window. Quite a few of the gang dropped out. Hey, Val, seriously, did you ever put that 160 ham stick up?
Negative, negative. I was waiting on you to come back so you could give me a hand. I didn't order anything, and I said, where's my buddy? I need him. He needs to get back here. But I kept my patience. I didn't, you know, disturb you while you were at Mecca there, so I waited till you come back, waited patiently, and we'll try to get together and see what I can come out with. And you know, I haven't done anything on it as of yet. This is KB2VEQ at the K2RT, man. Back over to you, Logan.
K2VEQ and the K2IRT group. And no problem on that. I was explaining to the gang earlier, I had problems with the new 160 handstick that I bought. You know, I got the old one up on the roof, and it's been up for a couple of years and it's been doing its thing. And when I got the camper, I made the ball mount and put everything on the camper. It worked for a day or two, and then it started getting intermixed. The SWR went crazy. And what I found is, and when you look at it, on the resonator portion, you see the shrink wrap, the heat shrink holding the coils together. At top and bottom, the resonator coil, the actual winding, fits into a little hole that's drilled into the top and bottom caps to complete the circuit, and then there's a solder bead holding it in. Looks like the company that made this used aluminum wire, a regular solder, and they tried to make a solder joint on aluminum from the top cap to the bottom cap, and I found I had a bad connection on mine. So I made a temporary bead of solder around it, you know, just to give it more surface area. But I'm going to have to find a better type of a connection, be it a liquid to the copper paste or maybe if there's a better solder that I could use to make the connection. Go ahead.
Ah, okay. So what do you, what do they solder? Aluminum to that chrome? Was it some kind of aluminum to aluminum?
Right prime aluminum to chrome. And if it was any kind of, if it was a copper wire, wouldn't have a problem at all. But I found out, I just scratched it a little bit, moved it, and the thing is beautiful silver aluminum. And I'm just trying to think what the manufacturer was thinking he was going to get away with setting up something like this. It's a good intent. They make a good joint at the factory, everything's fine, everything's right with the world. But apparently in this case, it was just not a good joint, and the SWR went bananas. It's working good now. I have it taped up, and it's holding, but I'll make something more permanent as time goes on.
Yeah, roger that. Instead of that aluminum, some kind of nickel alloy may be a little better to use. I don't know if anybody around has it, but we used to use a flame spray. I don't know if I can say the name of the company, but it was a flame spray type of device by Utechni, and that's what we used to do to tie in joints together on some mismatched materials like that. and it may work in this case, but I don't know if anybody around has that.
To be very careful, because this is a tiny wire, almost the size of, if it's a number 14 wire, I'm saying that's a good piece of wire. It's a very thin wire, and it's got a coating on it. You're familiar with the form of our wiring that we have wrapping around motors. We put the motor winding in, and it's got that golden copper color. And when you take a quick look at it, it would fool you to think it's copper, but it's all aluminum underneath. And we'll see. Again, there's so many different ways. Even Andy told me the other day there's this material, Alumox or something like that, that's made. It's a paste, and that makes a very good contact. All it has to do is just bring the resistance down to 0 DC. And I'm sure the RF will follow through there.
Well, roger that. The only paste I know is at DEF CON. But I guess they have a lot of other new things out on that technical realm of paste and alloys and epoxies that you could probably use. I'm not quite up to date on that anymore. The last I used was that DEF CON steel type stuff. And they did have one with a copper paste also, but I haven't used that stuff in years. But, you know, if they had it back in the day, I'm sure they have something probably even better today. And I'm glad to hear that the other 160 at home, the ham stick, is still doing good. That gives me a little hope. Come on back. Chat KB2VEQ.
KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group here. Yeah, well, I'm on 160 right now, and Tom and the rest of the gang are on 1871 chatting away. So after I hit the top of the hour, I'll just do a quick check in there and then hit the sack for another night. But, Don, AA2DS picked up a super double bazooka something or other antenna he's putting in for 160, so, we've got him, we've got Steve on 160. Now, one by one, we're slowly bringing the gang up, or should I say down frequency somewhat there. So, we'll have all coverage from 160 all the way down to 440 in the centimeter band there. Again, this is the K2IRT group, New York City Transit, meeting here every Thursday night from 8 o'clock to approximately 9 o'clock to have a chat about anything from ham radio to whatever's on the table. You don't have to be a member to join. Just come on in and check in. Just do one more check-in round, and then we'll just go through the top of the list. Come on in now. KC2RJW.
Quick signal check, please.
We've got KC2RJW checking in, and the quick signal check. Come on in.
Yeah, hi, it's KC2RJW. I spoke to, I emailed Charlie, WB2YDX, and I was interested in the field day, see if I could help set up. I'm relatively a new ham, and join in. And that's about it.
All right. Well, Charlie's on the air right now. WB2YZX, come on in.
Yeah, KC2SYH. Can I please get a quick signal check?
Okay, SYH. 5x9, you're coming in quite nicely over here.
All right, copy that. Thank you very much. I'm transmitting directly into the portable itself. I got to turn down the gain on the speaker, Mike, it looks like. I'll be back on in a few minutes. KC2FY. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Bill. Now we'll turn it back to Charlie. YZX.
Come on
on the phone right now, KC2RJW, thanks for checking in. I hope I can send you back an email. Sorry it took me a little while, but say hello to Obi. Say hello to Lofi, introduce yourself. I'll be back.
Go ahead, Charlie. KC2RJW, come on in. How you doing there?
Very good. I emailed Charlie back. I don't know if he got it yet, but I understand that the TA is basically the main group. I'm not sure, but our company does a lot of work with the TA and so on. And like I say, I was interested in ham radio when I was in high school, and now I'm finally getting back in it, and I'm just about ready to retire.
All right.
Believe me, we have no problem with that. We've got
radio field day out at Hamels Y. This is out in the Rockaways, right where the A-train splits on the island. We have an old 1905 power substation, used to be part of the Long Island Railroad, and a train control tower there, a train tower, where we actually do the operations. So this year we're thinking of going there again. We've had good success. It's very close to the water. Great takeoff angle, great reception and transmission to the antennas. So we're thinking of splitting up again. We'll put a couple of guys in the tower, put a couple of guys in the substation in the upper room, and split up our operation. I don't know what Charlie told you there, but we've actually come in pretty much the top third of our group for the past 3 or 4 years during field days. And again, what we do is we go and we have fun. We're not going to kill ourselves, but we set up and have an enjoyable time. Go ahead.
Well, when I was young, and like I say, this is what my cousin got me started in, got me interested in it. And I was just always working. I never had time for ham radio. I'll be more than glad to do something, help set up, whatever I can do. I'm still a tech, so, I'm there. I mean, I had a lot of fun at the field days that I went to when I was in high school. Matter of fact, I don't know if it's not like I guess it used to be. We camped out overnight, set up the tents, set up the dipoles, and we had a great time.
RJW and the K2IRT group.
Well, definitely. We don't do any camping out, but we do have a good time. And we joke about it. We ham is like to eat. So, you could do, if you ever have a chance to email me, we can send you some pictures of some of our past parties that we've had. And more or less it was a party. Yeah, we did the ham radio work. But we had so much food, coffee, and everything else that it was a great group of guys, and we continue that tradition there. We'll have fun. We'll definitely have fun. What you can do is if you can email Charlie again, or if you have a pencil ready, you can email me, and I'm Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu, @ARRL. Again, it's Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-Ray Zulu @ARRL.net. And we'll give you the particulars on what we're going to be doing on field day. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you an email. I don't know, do you need anything from me? I do a little cooking. I enjoy eating. But, if I can help set up or do anything, if you'll have me, I'm there. And I will check in with you on your email. Very good. Believe me, you'll be doing some operating too. Believe me, some of these field day rules, when we have a couple of extras on hand there, that pretty much opens up the band. So while you're operating under the K2IRT call and umbrella, you can go pretty much anywhere. We have quite a good success on 40 and 20 meters. And Charlie does a fantastic job with his satellite work, his PSK. He does the SSTV, some other work on 6 meters, 2 meters, 440. You know, pick a high frequency, and he's our high frequency maven up there. But you'll definitely have a good time. All right, that's the top of the hour now. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go through the list one more time and just see if the gang is here, and then we'll put a lid on it for tonight. We'll start up with Abe again, WB2PQR. Abe, are you still with us? Come on in and make a final. Not hearing anything from PQR. Jeremy is still with us, KB1PBW in Midtown Manhattan. Let's see if Carmine is still working on the Vertex there, KB2SPN. Carmine, come on in and make one.
W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148.
Come on, heard from Carmine. Let's go to Neville if he's still out there in the mobile, N20QA. Where are you now, Neville? You were putting in a bang-up signal of him up on the throughway. QA, you still copy us? Looks like Neville probably reached his destination up there in Washingtonville. If not, we'll be listening for him there. Phil, KC2SYH, still working on the radio?
You have QO Charlie's.
Kilo Charlie 2, come in please.
Yeah, Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel, how do you read me?
Yeah, Phil, we got you quite nicely there. You're doing a great job in the repeater tonight.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, I'm still working on the radio. How's the audio so far?
It's loud enough that it's pretty much full quieting.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and turn the clear voice function on. Just give me a signal check on that real quick.
I'm waiting. K2IRT.
Alright, Casey.
Whatever you're doing, it's cutting out. It's not strong now.
Yeah, I think somebody might have stepped on me before. How do you read me now?
And now you're coming in quite nice.
All right, copy that. Any difference from before? Is it clearer or is it the same?
Pretty much the same up here. Fully readable.
So everybody has a nice evening and Okay, 19 will be. Thanks a lot for the signal checks and the help. So I get this radio on the air. You want to be busy, right? Thanks a lot.
All right, so you have a good night over there, and congratulations on that new radio there. I think it's going to be pretty good when you get it all tuned up and straightened out the way you'd like there. And we heard Neville checking in there. Neville, come on in.
Okay, thank you.
On that level. Yeah, I was in the May issue of QST, page 21, and I also did the History Channel Modern Marvels, Mad Electricity. What a great name for a title there. We did Mad Electricity on Modern Marvels on May 16th, and they repeated from time to time, so anytime you happen to see me on the air, and I'll have the CD copies, the producer will send me a set. I'll bring it up to system operation, and there I am explaining electricity with the K2IRT on the D104. So they ARRL pretty much like that. That was a good plug for ham radio there. All right, Neville, you have a great night. Have a safe night going home, and we're going to catch you tomorrow. And let's go see if Val is still with us, KB2VEQ. Come on in, Val.
Roger. Thank you there, Lobie. This is KB2VEQ. I'll just give my final 73 to each and every one of you guys who came in and participated with us this Thursday. And I guess this is the last one for the month, so we'll probably be having a face-to-face in June. And I don't know if we'll be on the air first Thursday in June, but we'll probably be face-to-face. And good luck to each and every one of you, and I'll just say 73 and back on out, and turn it back over to you, Lobby, WA2AXC and the K2RT bunch, 73.
K2VEQ, K2IRT group. We're going to see what happens on that meeting, the face-to-face, rather than just sit down at the control center at 2 Broadway. Wally and I are going to try to get the gang out to the field day site either a Saturday or a Sunday. Not this Saturday or a Sunday because it's supposed to be dumped on with rain, but or right after work, depending on what day we have available. We'll gather as many people together. We'll take the truck out to the field day site and just get a little work done. Like everything else, we're not going to kill ourselves. We'll get it set up as best as we can, and we'll have fun doing it there, getting all these toys set up for another year of fun and games, especially all those wild and wonderful antennas that Wally comes up with there. The Wally Beam, the Hammock, the Wally Beam 2, that's amazing what you can do with drain pipes. And that's, again, part of the fun of ham radio. Experiment, try things, and if they work, more to our credit. And if they don't work, hey, we've learned something and we know what not to do the next time. Val, have a great one. Let's turn it over to KC2RJW now.
All right, it was a pleasure having a chat with you guys. And I anticipate meeting you face-to-face. And whenever that is, just I'm going to email you, you just let me know what I have to do, and I'm there. Stay 73 and have a good night, and hope to see you soon.
All right.
Sounds good there, and we'll welcome everyone with open arms. Boys can use a good pair of hands there. With that, we'll turn it over to Charlie. Charlie's at the end of the list, even though he was at the first of the list when we started off. He was on the phone. WB2YZX, get the K2IRD group.
WB2YZX, okay. And Joe, thanks for stopping in, and I look forward to seeing you down at field day. And we don't do a lot of cooking, we're too lazy. We kind of just have everything catered, you know, we just bring a lot of stuff. But we do like to eat, there is no two ways about it. That's a big, big part of field day. And keep in touch with us, keep the emails coming, and a good time is guaranteed. So I'm going to get out of here now. Actually, I'm tempted to get back on 10 meters because it's wide open. Here it is after 9 o'clock, and I still hear stuff coming through there. But I've been here for 4 hours. Enough is enough. So good night to everybody. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Good night.
Charlie, and to everybody who came in tonight, the heartfelt thanks for stopping by for another night of fun and games on the K2IRT net. And to all the good fellows who own this repeater system there, again, the heartfelt thanks from the K2IRT group for allowing us to use this time for our little get-together. If anyone wants any information about the K2IRT group, as I stated before, you can email me, and I'm the Lobby of the group, at whiskeyalpha2alphaxrayzulu@arl.net. Again, the call letters is whiskeyalpha2alphaxrayzulu@arl.net, and we'd be more than happy to pass some information along. Guys, have a great night. I'm going to QSY to 160 meters, 1870. And continue my chat until I can't keep my eyes open. That's probably another half an hour from now. Again, guys, good night from WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.